Up next on High Plains Morning, I am thrilled to have Rex Floatman, the media director for the Walnut Valley Association, on the phone with me live. And he's here to tell us all about a beloved Kansas festival that comes every year. And we're in the 47th year of this thing. The Walnut Valley Festival is coming back to Winfield, Kansas on September 12th through the 16th. And obviously, that's a bit of a drive for some of us on the High Plains, but well worth it. So, Rex, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Well, I want to hear all about this. I have not been to Walnut Valley. Everyone tells me I have to go, and it's always something I can't ever get out there. So I want you to tell me all about it and convince me I have to show up this year.
I'd be more than happy to. Our festival started in 1972, and this is our 47th year to do the Walnut Valley Festival. And it's been every third weekend in September for about as long as anybody in Winfield can remember. It's primarily a music festival, but we have a lot of other things that take place. Right now, the way things are set up, we have about 200 hours of live music on four different stages. The stages run from 9 to 9:30 until about midnight.
Wow.
Each of 4 days. And the fifth day, the beginning day, which is September the 12th, we have a lot of hands-on workshops, and we have a concert that evening that starts the festivities with all of last year's past winners that can make it back as a showcase to give them an opportunity to come back one more time as the previous year champions and showcase their music a little bit.
No kidding. Now tell me a little bit about the folks that won last year. Who's on there?
We have a pretty eclectic group. A lot of times we will have people that come in that are not really professional musicians, but they are certainly qualified to. The flat pick winner last year was a fellow by the name of Andy Hatfield, who is from up in Peoria, Illinois. That's a little tough to say today for some reason. And he's a previous winner, a whale of a flat pick guitarist. And anybody that's not aware of the flat pick style, that's traditionally the type of guitar accompaniment along with rhythm that you'll hear in most of the traditional bluegrass and newgrass type bands. And we have, based on the contest, we also have an international fingerstyle champion, and Christy Lene, I believe is how you pronounce her last name. Anybody that is familiar with Tommy Emmanuel, who does kind of a cross between Chet Atkins and Buddy Rich, the drummer.
Yeah, he was at the Pagosa Folk and Bluegrass this last round.
Yes. He does some percussion on the guitar, and Christy plays that same style. And she's a tremendous, tremendous guitar player. She is our third lady winner in that contest, and just amazing what she can get out of the instrument. And the crowd just really goes crazy for her.
Yeah, watching Tommy was pretty trippy because I was like, there's no way he's doing that. There's no way he's actually doing that. And you're just, because we were pretty far back, we weren't super close, so we couldn't see what he was. I was like, it's not possible. There's got to be some kind of a, you know, backing. And it's like, no, he's doing it all right now. My friend was ready to throttle me. She's like, look at his hands. He's doing it. So that's really great. You have a fingerstyle champion.
Yes. And she's got some Australian background. I'm not really sure what her history is, but that's where Tommy's also from. And you can certainly see an influence on his style of music with her. She's fairly new to the scene, but catching on really quickly.
And now other performers, you have contests that people come, and then there's a big concert, music aficionados, you said workshops. So this kind of sounds like this major pilgrimage of all the, you know, folks in the area. How far do people come for the festival?
We have people literally from around the world. We have one of the things that we set up at the beginning of the year at the beginning of the festival year for us is flags from all the different foreign countries and all the different states that have been represented at the festival. And we can say that we have had every state in the union represented, and we also have drawn a lot of entries from contests from Japan. Fingerstyle guitar is really big in Japan and in Asia, for that matter. We also have had some from the Philippines and Korea and some of those countries. We've had hired performers, and we've had entries that have come from England and a lot from Ireland. We hire some Celtic groups to play also, but we've had the International Auto Harp Championship is one that we also host, and we've had a past winner that's from England We've just about had every major continent in the world represented at some point. We've never had a winner from Africa, but we have had people from that continent have also been to our festival as well.
Wonderful. Now, I see on the roster, you got a lot of people lined up. Obviously, you've got many days and many hours to fill. Several on here that I see that I play on High Plains Morning all the time. Stephen Bennett, I see Roz Brown, I see Tom Chapin, Beppe Gambetta, who's incredible, Marley's Ghost, John McCutcheon, the Steel Wheels are going to be there, Molly Tuttle, who we saw at Folk Alliance, who is just unbelievable, Billy Strings, who has a new album. Yeah, Still on the Hill. The name Bing Futch is really up there, like with Gurf Morlick as maybe my favorite folk singer. Tell me about him.
Bing is fantastic. We took us a couple of years to be able to get him here to the festival last year. Last year was his first year. And he's a blues guitarist, but he also plays the mountain dulcimer. And
of course he does.
We have... Yeah, with all these instrument contests we have, we always try to hire performers that are talented with those particular instruments. And one of the contests that we host is the Mountain Dulcimer Championship. And anybody that's not familiar with the Mountain Dulcimer, it's the little hourglass-shaped instrument that most often you see sitting on people's lap, and they kind of strum them. Sometimes they use a pick, sometimes they use a feather, and they use a little wooden rod, like a dowel rod occasionally, to fret the strings to play the melody. And they're kind of a basic little mountain music instrument. But if you get somebody that's really talented and really wants to take it to the far edge, you'll get somebody like Bing. And he just rock and rolls with that little instrument. And it's just absolutely amazing. And he's just... infatuating to watch, for lack of a better description. He shows up. He's got dreads and tie dye and earrings and the jewelry, and just, you know, looks like he came right out of the Caribbean, like he should be from Jamaica, man. And
I like to think that you're the only place in Kansas doing rock and roll dulcimer. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
He is in big demand. I'll tell you, every festival that has any kind of mountain dulcimer music interest have tried to land him as a performer, and he just captivates the audience. He's got a great personality and a super sense of humor, and just a wonderful guy. Last year, we weren't sure if he was going to make it because he lives in Florida, and during our festival last year, it was when the hurricane was going through the Keys and the east coast of Florida, and he was in... Georgia or North Carolina, anyway, at one point, and he had to go back home and get his house taken care of before the hurricane hit, make sure his wife and he's got a dog, make sure the pet was taken care of and in safe shape, and then he climbed back in his motorhome and just barely scooted out of Florida in time to be able to get here.
That's great.
And quite a guy. You can find him on YouTube, and he's just amazing to watch.
All right. Well, I also want to know, in addition to the contests, in addition to the stage, what other things can folks find at the festival?
Well, you know, first off, we are a music festival, and that's our primary thing. But in over the years, through surveys and asking people and all, we have been told and feel pretty accurate on this, that between 70% and 80% of the people that attend our festival are actually musicians, and a high percentage of them actually bring their instruments to play as well. So we have a lot of campground jam sessions. Most of the people that attend the festival will camp, and they have jam sessions going in all the different camps till about the time the sun comes up. So there's a lot of those going on, and usually people are very open to let people, if they want to stroll in and listen to music for a while and then move on, they can. Or if they happen to play, a lot of times they'll invite them in to pull up a lawn chair and join them and stuff. So there are, you know, hands-on music that people can participate. And then we also talked about the workshops and such. This year we've got six or seven different hands-on workshops where people can actually study with some of our performers that are here, take that in. Something that's new this year that we're just trying to get started, we've added a what we call Feisty's Music Camp for Kids.
Oh, great.
And we have a lot of families that come. We try really hard to keep this a family-oriented event. And so we've got the new music camp that we're putting together, and we've got people that are hired to come in and actually give the younger kids, even through preschool, an opportunity to have experience with some of the instruments and actually listen to some concerts that are oriented for kids. And we've got an instrument petting zoo where they can come in and actually pick up the instruments and play around with them a little bit and have people to kind of show them how to hold it and help them out with that. Then we also have a large juried arts and crafts show that has become one of the bigger arts and crafts shows in this part of the country. And we don't want to be snooty about it, but what we let into that are handmade items. It's not like you would find at a traditional county fair where people are selling whirligigs and stuff like that. We have actual artists that do pottery and paintings and pen and ink drawings and leather work and lots of jewelry and different things like that. And then also incorporated into that are a lot of luthiers that are making custom instruments and that sort of thing.
And now, how can folks get tickets to this wonderful little festival?
Well, there's several different ways, and right now is a great time if they're thinking about it, because between now and August 24th, they can get the advanced prices, a 5-day full festival pass. There is a camping fee if they want to camp. That's a little bit extra, but as far as the, if they go in for the day, if they want to stay at a motel or something like that, there's no parking charges or anything like that. They can get 2-day passes in various combinations, or they can even get 1-day passes. And they can get information on that at our website, which is wvfest.com. Or if they'd like to talk to a real person instead of looking at something online, they can call us at the festival office during office hours, 620-221-3250. And if they've decided that they want to get tickets, they can order those online at our website also, 24 hours a day. Or if they, like I said, need more information and want to talk to somebody or don't do online and would like to have somebody help them over the phone, they can call and we can take care of them over the phone that way.
Wonderful. All right, so that's wvfest.com or give Rex a call at 620-221-3250. Rex, the media director, Walnut Valley Association, he will be there standing by waiting to take your call. The Walnut Valley Festival, 47th year. Congratulations on this incredible accomplishment. So folks, go check it out. I'll go ahead and post this also on @HighPlainsJenny and on hppr.org. And come on, folks, Winfield, Kansas is the only place on earth you can hear a rock and roll dulcimer and an eternal hootenanny the entire time. September 12th through the 16th this year. Make this the year we all go. Rex, thank you so much for sharing all of this great information. And folks, go to wvfest.com to check it out more.
Thanks, Jenny. We appreciate the opportunity to tell folks.
Wonderful. Well, we love that this exists in Kansas. Thanks, Rex.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.